Tuhi Albaili is with us from Climate Justice Taranaki. One thing is their consistency across many, many years. On Sunday, the Whareroa Fonterra Dairy Factory, the Kapuni Balance Fertiliser Factory, and the Todd Energy Gas Plant were blockaded simultaneously by environmental peace and social activists from the country. This was deliberately to coincide with Parihaka Day, and Tuhi Albaili is with us for a kōrero tēnā koe. Tuhine, kia ora anō.
Ai, mamahi o te atamata.
Kia ora. It's good to talk with you again, sister. Thank you. Why were these three targeted, and why Parihaka Day?
Yeah, well, we really wanted to target all three on that specific day to help people see the links between, you know, the global colonial project, like the expansion of European rich countries and across the world to extract resources from from other countries, and show that that's still continuing. Like, we still have the fossil fuel industry that creates the fertilizer, which creates the, you know, the fuels for the trucks and the ships and the planes and the plastics for the dairy industry, and it's, the dairy industry is still exporting 95% of their product overseas. So they're not making food for our people, they're making food for the middle makers, really, the salesmen in the middle.
Yeah, well, they fossil fuel, fertiliser and agricultural export industries, they're big business, aren't they? But as we know, also climate polluters. Do you sense or see any willingness to address your concerns?
No. I mean, like, in Taranaki, we've been working on that just transition for quite a while now. Like, the government announced the ban of oil and gas, but it wasn't really a ban. It was just a ban on new possible wells across the country, except for Taranaki, which is the only producing area. So really not much has changed. I mean, companies are starting to pull out, as, you know, like with OMV, the people in Austria are saying they don't want that anymore. You know, they want to shift to renewables. But, you know, National wants to reopen to more exploring. The same with the dairy industry. You know, they've been pushing back against climate mitigation things for forever. They're our biggest polluter, and not just of the environment, you know, not just of the climate, but also of rivers and reefs and deforestation, and, you know, got a terrible record with workers' rights and those kind of things. So
you reported as having blockaded these companies. Can you describe how you did that? And I'm curious to know what the reaction was from the companies, but also from the authorities. Take us into the actual protest action. How did it pan out?
Yeah. Well, we did a short head query with some Waiata Poi up to the gates of Fonterra first, the Whareroa factory, and then people locked the gates. So these are the two truck entrances, and then just stood across the entrance with our banners. The first couple of truck drivers, it was quite surprising. Actually, they were quite aggressive. And one of them tried to drive me over, and then another Whanaunga tried to drive him over. So we did stop him. And then, yeah, the police did turn up. Normally the police don't turn up till hours later, so I was actually kind of thankful. But, yeah, then they opened another entrance, which was a new tactic for them. But we shut that one down. And then our people split off and went to the other two sites, further up the road, and did similar things there.
Were you made to feel unsafe? I mean, that's one of the benchmarks of our community, is a right to peaceful protest. But by the sound of things, you might have felt that you were putting your life on the line. Were you frightened, scared?
I had my daughter there, my 8-year-old, and she was quite scared. But, we had a good quarter afterwards, and during, and she was okay, and she was back on the... holding the banners about half an hour later. But it was a new kind of reaction. We haven't really seen that before. Normally in Taranaki, the truck drivers will just, they'll just wait, you know, they'll get on their phones and just wait it out. And, you know, we don't sit there all day. We just, you know, a couple of hours, it's all right. And the police are sort of, okay, as long as you're not, you know, causing any harm and those things, you can have your protest and then go home.
So you were satisfied with the police reaction?
No, they were helpful. They were good. Yeah. Just strange to say the police are good, but yeah. It is a rural area, that's right.
Tēnā koe. And what about those who, look, I'm used to you standing your ground in this way and respect that, Tuhel. What about the others? Because there were three industries who were targeted. How did the other protest actions pan out?
Well, they were a bit shorter because we had to get there afterwards. But it was just quiet there, actually. Normally there's a few trucks going in and out. But I guess Sunday is not so busy. But, yeah, we made our presence known there and then finished up and headed back to the marae.
Well, we're talking about it here now, and others have. I've seen it reported through the media. Obviously, it was on Parihaka Day, which is renowned for its principled stand, but in a non-violent stand, which we can still learn from now, and wider New Zealand could do themselves well to appreciate what it stands for. Why do you think Parihaka, before the invasion in 1881, still serves as an inspiration for us now?
Well, I mean, you know, I think like the civil rights movement and Gandhi and many, many other groups and communities that have protested without using violence, it's always the best way because, one, people don't get hurt, well, typically, and it's the moral upper hand. You know, you can't fight physically using violence when you know that the other side is not doing that and they're actually right. And it's the same with this, like we know that, you know, the people who are going to get hit the most for climate change are the farmers. You know, we've already seen that in far north and the east coast. They're the ones who take the biggest hit, but they're the ones doing the least to stop climate change. So, you know, they just look bad. They don't look very sensible, like very sensible business people, to be honest.
It's good talking with you again. And acknowledging your long-standing, principled stance to climate action, and take my hat off to you for your willingness to continue raising your voice and concerns so that more people know of the damage that's being caused. Thanks again for joining us on the program.
You're welcome.
Estelle Bailey joining us from Taranaki.